face. I'm halfway around the planet in a most unlikely place, following my song line past bamboo shacks and shops, behind a jitney packed like sardines with bananas piled on top.
Well, hello there, and welcome to the Expat Answer Man podcast. If you have questions about being an expat, we have answers. Hey there, do you know about my new premium website, expatisland.net? It's a new website that's all about expat life all over the world, not just in the Philippines, and it has premium content, and we're geared towards the premium expat as well. You can get all the information you need about the expat lifestyle by going to www.expatisland.net. See you on the island.
Hi, Bob. This is Jay Stainback. I had a question about changing currency in the Philippines. Where would be the best place to do that? Would it be best to do it at the airport or the bank or the pawn shop type money changer? I always go at the pawn shop, but didn't know where to get the best rate. And that's my question. Thank you. Bye.
Hi, Jay. Nice to hear from you. I always enjoy hearing from friends, especially from people like Jay, who have written some guest articles and such on my website. It's always nice to help out people who have done something to help me in the past as well. And by writing articles on my site, Jay's been really helpful because, you know, the more points of view and stuff that I can get on my website, it just makes it more interesting for readers, and that brings more people. So thank you so much, Jay. I appreciate it. All right. So exchange rates, exchanging money, all of that sort of thing, it's always a big topic of interest for expats and also just for people who are traveling abroad, especially the Philippines or really anywhere they go. Not, I shouldn't say especially the Philippines, because anywhere you go, if you're outside the country, you're going to have to exchange money, and you always want to get the best rate. There's nobody that says, well, gee, I'm going to go for the worst rate. No, that just doesn't happen. So you always want to get the best rate. But how do you do it? Well, Jay, you asked about a few specific places, one of which was banks. You asked about airports and other places as well. Let me go through and kind of give you a rundown on how I think you're going to find the best exchange rates for your money. Okay, the first thing is don't ever exchange in your own country. I know you're American, Jay, so you're in the U.S. You know, you can go right to your bank in the U.S. and exchange for Philippine pesos, but you're going to get an absolutely terrible exchange rate. That's probably the worst exchange rate you're going to get, is to exchange back in your country. Now, I'm not 100% sure why, but probably, you know, the banks would only have a limited amount of Philippine pesos. I have actually done that in the past. One of my first times I came to the Philippines, I exchanged and got some pesos in the U.S. before I left. And I remember my bank didn't even have any Philippine pesos. They had to, like, order them from, like, the next higher bank in their chain. And so it took like 2 days, and I went back and got my pesos, and I don't remember exactly how much I got. At that time, the peso was only 19 to the dollar. Today, it's about 44 to 45. We keep hitting 45, but it keeps falling back below 45 again. So we're in the upper 44s right now. But this was back, 24 years ago, and so the peso was worth a lot less back then. Let me change that. The peso was actually worth a lot more because it took fewer of them to buy a dollar. So it's kind of a reverse situation when you think about it. The peso was worth more, which means that you needed to use fewer of them to buy a dollar. So anyway, I don't remember what I got, but I know it was a terrible rate compared to what I could have gotten in the Philippines. Okay, so don't ever exchange back in the U.S. at your bank. Okay, the next worst rate, in my opinion, is at the airport. You always pay a premium at the airport unless you just absolutely need some pesos to make it through customs or whatever it is you're doing. I just would never exchange at the airport. You can usually use dollars for paying whatever you need at the airport if you have to, or if you just need to get a few dollars worth to pay whatever fees and stuff. But really, I find that you really don't need any money to get through the airport in most cases. Okay, the next thing is your banks in the Philippines. You're going to get a better rate at the bank in the Philippines compared to the bank in the United States or compared to the airport. Both of those are much worse than a bank exchange in the Philippines. But among the different ways you can exchange money in the Philippines, the bank is not going to be the best one. Now, there are advantages to doing it in the bank. Of course, there's safety. I mean, you've got guys with guns standing at the door, so it's not like you're going to get robbed while you're in the bank there. Even when you step out the door, there's a few guys out there with guns, and they're guarding the place. You're not going to get hit, so you're not going to lose your money. But the other thing is, I think it's quite rare to experience that kind of a situation anyway where you would be robbed. So I would avoid the bank, but it is an option. Okay, the next thing is there are like authorized money exchange places, like little shops, you know, especially in like a downtown area or something like that. These money exchanger shops, they'll give a pretty good rate in most cases. I think they're safe. They are official. They're licensed by the government. So it's not like they're going to rip you off. They're not going to give you counterfeit money or anything like that. In addition to those standalone shops in the downtown areas, big malls and that kind of thing, like SM or Robinson's, they usually have an exchange counter, and they give a pretty fair rate as well. I think that if you go to those kind of places, again, it's quite safe. It's not like there's a bunch of people waiting to grab your money as soon as you walk away from the counter. There's armed guards in SM as well. So if you were exchanging a large amount of money, I think it's safe to do so at a place like SM, at a place like these official money exchange places that are standalone shops and that sort of thing. Those are all safe. And you're going to get a pretty good rate at those places. Now, another place, like here in Davao, there's a big shopping center called Aldavinco. It's not a shopping center like a mall, or you're not going to go buy food there, meat, or anything like that. It's more of a native crafts type place. Now, Jay, I know that you don't go to Davao. You are more into visiting Bohol. That's where your wife's family is from. I don't really know what the places are in Bohol, but there's surely a place somewhat like Aldavinco where every one of those stores in Aldavinco will exchange money, and they give an excellent rate at Aldavinco. And you'll find such places also in Bohol or in Cebu or just wherever it is in the Philippines that you're going. So that's a good place to try to find and try to visit. Okay, now the last place where you absolutely get the highest exchange rate that I know of is there are black market exchangers on the streets, and they will give you a very high exchange rate. Now, the only thing is the amount of risk is also very high. So I would not recommend these kind of places. There's going to be a lot of times you're going to get counterfeit bills. The pesos you're going to get are just pieces of paper that have been printed up on a inkjet printer or something like that in a lot of cases. So I would not go there. The other thing is I've heard of times when these kind of exchange black market type people will actually have others they're working with who might steal your money and that sort of thing. I've heard of reports of violence, maybe getting stabbed when you're dealing with these kind of people. So I would just avoid that. Yes, the rates are very high that they will give you, but the risk is also high. So in the long run, I think you're better off to go somewhere else that's a little more official, maybe a little more trustworthy and that sort of thing. So I'm recommending a place like somewhere like an Aldavinco type place, like a shopping center where all of the shops offer exchange. For something a little more official than that, you could do like an SM, a Robinson's, Mega Mall, any kind of a mall type operation. They will have a service counter where they do have an exchange right there in the mall. And that is very safe and it's a pretty good rate. As a final resort in the Philippines, the banks, but again, I think the exchange rate is not so good. Now, my highest recommendation, though, is never exchange the money back in your home country. and also never exchange it at the airport. Another thing you might do, if you did need some pesos for your trip and coming into the Philippines, there's always a network of Filipinos that live in any given area. And I'm sure that you and your wife know other Filipinos and stuff around your area. They're your friends and that sort of thing. A lot of those people will have pesos from their last trip to the Philippines. And you could probably buy some of those pesos from them at the normal rate. And that's always a good way to get a few pesos for your trip or something like that. All right, Jay, I want to thank you again for your contributions on my website. And I'll look forward to hearing from you again if you have any other questions. For anybody else, if you have questions, please be sure to leave me a message through SpeakPipe. There's a link to that with a button you can push and leave your message right down below this podcast. And if you have questions and you're embarrassed to leave a voicemail or whatever, you don't want me to play your voice over the podcast, you can leave an email down below as well, and I will answer that question. I'll run it through a process that will give me text over to voice. It'll be kind of a computer-generated thing, but it still works okay. Okay, everybody, thank you for listening again today, and I'll look forward to seeing you again next time on the Expat Answer Man podcast.